Today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th canto, 28th chapter, title Puranjana Becomes a Woman in the Next Life, text number 62. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Aham Bhavanna Chanyastvam. Aham Bhavanna Chanyastvam. Tvam Evaham Visakshvabho. Tvam evaham visakshavo. Nanau pasyanti kavayas. Nanau pasyanti kavayas. Chidram jatu managapi. Chitram jatu managapi. Aham bhavanna chanyastvam. Aham bhavanna chanyastvam. Tvam evaham visakshabho. Tvam evaham visakshavo. Nanau pasyanti kavayas. Nana pasyanti kavayas. Chidram jatu managapi. Chidram jatu managapi. Aham, I, Bhavan, you, na, not, cha, also, anya, different, tvam, you, tvam, you, eva, certainly, aham, as I am, vikashva, just observe, bo, my dear friend, na, not, now, offers, pashyanti, do observe, kavaya, learned scholars, chidram, faulty differentiation, jatu, at any time, manak, in a small degree, api, even. Translation by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada. My dear friend, I, the super soul, and you, the individual soul, are not different in quality, for we are both spiritual. In fact, my dear friend, you are qualitatively not different from me in your constitutional position. Just try to consider the subject. Those who are actually advanced scholars, who are in knowledge, do not find any qualitative difference between you and me. Okay, repeat the translation, very good one. My dear friend, I, the super soul, and you, the individual soul, are not different in quality, for we are both spiritual. In fact, my dear friend, you are qualitatively not different from me in your constitutional position. Just try to consider this subject. Those who are actually advanced scholars, who are in knowledge, do not find any qualitative difference between you and me. We'll read the purport. by Srila Prabhupada, a very short but sweet purport, as usual. Both the Supreme Personality of Godhead and the living entity are qualitatively one. There is no factual difference between the two. The Mayavadi philosophers are again and again defeated by the illusory energy because they think that there is no separation between the super soul and the individual soul, or that there is no super soul. They are also misled in thinking that everything is a super soul. However, those who are Kavaya, learned scholars, actually know the fact. They do not commit such mistakes. They know that God and the individual soul are one in quality, but that the individual soul falls under the clutches of Maya, whereas the super soul, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is the controller of Maya. Maya is a creation of the Supreme Lord, Maya Srishta. Therefore, the Supreme Lord is a controller of Maya. Although one in quality with the Supreme Lord, the individual soul is under the control of Maya. Mayavadi philosophers cannot distinguish between the controller and the controlled. Om Agyana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Ena Tasmai Shri Guruve Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Ena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahim Tadatisva Padantika. Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shiva Sadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. So, today's topic is a very heavy topic. So we have to take it very, you know, we have to discuss very lightly. Otherwise it's going to be too heavy. Let's see the review so far, what's happened. The title of the chapter is Puranjana Becomes a Woman in the Next Birth. So Narada Muni is narrating the allegorical story of Puranjana. Puranjana dies. Puranjana becomes a woman in the next birth. The name is Vidarbhi, daughter of Vidarbha. She marries a king known as Malayadvaja. Both have a family life. At the end of the life, they go to the forest to do severe austerities. And the last days have come where King Malayadvaja also dies. He left his body. His wife, Vidarbhi, does all the cremation and the funeral work for him. And then at the time when she was lamenting, a Brahmana came. It is said that this Brahmana is a super soul. Now this Brahmana is giving advice to this Vidarbhi, Puranjana, because the Brahmana is an old friend of Puranjana. Now the advice has been going on since the last few verses, and the advice also continues in this verse also. So basically the super soul is talking to Vidarbhi, an individual soul. So this is how the format is. To understand the transcendental subject, one has to transcend from ignorance to goodness or pure goodness. It's not easy to understand transcendental subject in the mode of ignorance. Now to move from the mode of ignorance, we cannot do on our own. We have to seek an external help. from a transcendental source. Now, Srimad Bhagavatam itself gives an example in this regard. Very famous example. It says, there is fire in the wood. But although there is fire in the wood will not be burned unless it comes in contact with the external source or unless it is ignited with fire. In the same way, although we are spirit soul, we are knowledgeable, yet due to the association of the material energy, we are covered by matter. And therefore, we are conditioned in different states. And we cannot understand. Look at the general mass of people. They cannot. We may wonder why they are not coming, why they are not taking up. This is why, because they are conditioned by the material nature. That's the job of the material energy, to condition living entity, as long as you associate with the material energy. So, this transcendental subject has to be taken from the external source. It's a knowledge, transcendental knowledge. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srila Prabhupada elsewhere is talking about knowledge, transcendental knowledge, and what one should know to develop advancement on the path of spiritual knowledge. This is there are different subject matters, you know. I thought, let us explore a little bit, you know, of the knowledge, basically, you know. Of course, we've got a lot of scriptures, you know, Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, all that. But for the advancement of spiritual knowledge, there are some topics which will enhance us, what it is and all that. Let's discuss that. Now, I'm going to talk about prasthanas. Okay, what is prasthana? Prasthana is a model. Prasthana is a model, or you can say that it is a foundation, right, on which everything is built. There are three types of prasthanas. The first prasthana is known as Nyaya Prasthana. The second one is known as Shruti Prasthana. Easy to remember. The third one is, remembrance, Smriti Prasthana. The first one, Nyaya Prasthana, is about Vedic literature consisting of sutras. Now the sutra is a very coded language. It's not easy for a common man to understand. Therefore it has to be interpreted and uncoded. Right? When it uncodes and heard, it becomes Smriti. So Smriti is all these Upanishads, Vedic mantras, which has to be heard. Shruti. Smriti is the conclusions of the Vedic literature, like Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, and all that. Smriti. And it is translated, or it is uncoded. Okay? So, look at the purport. Srila Prabhupada is very, very heavy with the Mayavadis. Why? Because we are going to discuss these two. Knowledge and Mayavadis. So wherein we have got all these three prasthanas, which is a model, all the three are important, right? For example, if there is a Vedic literature, if you've got two sides, one is a Shruti and the other one is Smriti. Two sides. Smriti is what is heard, and Smriti is what is remembered or put in memory. But because Kali Yuga, we cannot even remember, so Vyasadeva was very kind enough and he wrote all the Vedas in the script form. He's uncoded that. And that it becomes what? When it's uncoded, it becomes Smriti. But why Srila Prabhupada is very heavy on the Mayavadis? We are going to see now. The Mayavadis, this is again Srila Prabhupada has explained this in Chaitanya Charitamrita. That's what I took the reference. Now, what's happened is, the Mayavadis, they will accept the Nyaya. They accept the Shruti. They will not accept the Smriti. Why? because they consider thus the Nyaya and the Shruti. Both are primary and the Smriti is secondary because it's done by a man. It is coded. But they do not know that the one who has done, Vyasadeva, is a literary incarnation, literature incarnation of Krishna. Is not an ordinary person. So he's free from the four defects. They cannot understand. That's what Srila Prabhupada is heavy. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself has quoted many times, he cites example and evidences from Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, which is a conclusion of all the Vedic literature. And Mayavadi have got audacity to say that, no, I will not listen to Smriti. And therefore, Srila Prabhupada is heavy. The inconceivable potency of Krishna, they cannot understand unless you become a devotee. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada is very heavy on them. There's a reason. He's not just talking like that, Srila Prabhupada. Because they don't know. And they're talking all this nonsense. They accept only the Lord's impersonal, but they don't accept the beautiful personal features of the Lord. They don't accept that. And therefore, they're offenders. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Mayavadi Sarvanasha. Mayavadis, they will become completely because of attitude. Attitude matters. So, this we saw. So, in this context, the super soul is giving instruction to the individual soul. So, the enlightened source is talking to the individual soul. What is the super soul talking here in this verse? What is it talking? Who are same in quality? Yeah, super soul, the supreme soul, and the individual soul are both in quality. So what is he talking about? He is talking about oneness. There is a oneness in quality. But there is a difference in quantity. So qualitative oneness, quantitative difference. That is what is our philosophy. What is our philosophy? Achintya Beda Beda Tattva. Profounded by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So qualitative oneness, quantitative difference. Srila Prabhupada gives a very famous example. What is he cite for this Achintya Beda? Very famous, common thing he cites. Gold man, he says, then water, drop of ocean. One drop of salt water in the ocean has got the same quality like the big ocean. But in terms of quantity, obviously, the ocean is bigger. So in the same way, this has been explained. Super soul himself, as Brahmana is coming, and is talking and explaining this fact, that the individual soul and the spirit soul are same in quality, but they are different. So this is our philosophy, Achintya Beda Beda Tattva. Now with this philosophy, we can solve all contradictions in Vedas. How? In Isha Upanishad, verse number 7, right? What does it say? The Lord walks, He doesn't walk. The Lord is far, but is near. The Lord is inside, but is outside as well. How are you going to talk, Prabhu? In the material world, if I say, I am inside, I am outside, they will say, out. Better be out. I am there, I am here. Is it possible? No. This is exactly not possible for Mayavadi. Not possible. How can I be inside and outside? I am not inside and outside, so therefore Lord cannot be there. But how do the devotee accept that? Because the Lord has got inconceivable potencies, as we discussed. He can interchangingly, you know, see, talk through his senses. We can't do. The Lord can do. So, this can be explained properly through the any contradictions in Vedas can be explained, including Isha Upanishad, by our principle. Simultaneous oneness but difference. What a logic. Anything can be explained. Same but different. Soul also. Super soul, ordinary soul. Same in quality. But difference. Same but difference. They will never understand this. Therefore, they fail. Mayavadis, they fail. So, sorry, I have to refer my notes. I was speaking to, who is that? Adipurush Prabhu, I think, yesterday. Then I was telling, listen, I have to prepare my notes. I'm not like Gopavindesh Prabhu. Talk on the spot. You know, I need to prepare, you know. And that too, after preparation also, I have to sort of refer. You know, so we have to accept that. So I have to make notes. So, now, as per this text, you know, as per the text, it says that the Supreme Soul, Bhagavan, Krishna, and the individual soul, we are qualitatively one. Quantitatively different. Therefore, what Krishna is expecting is an exchange. We can exchange only when there is something common. For example, I'll say, Prabhu, how are you? I'm fine. Because I can relate to you. The commonality is we are humans. If I go to a dog, how are you? Haribol. That's it. It may even bite me. There's no reciprocation. Right? So there should be a common grounds. So Srila Prabhupada is explaining this quality, spiritual quality is common between the Supreme Lord and the individual soul. Therefore, because you have got commonality, you can exchange. And what you can exchange? Love. Love. This is what? I give something to Krishna, Krishna accepts this. Exchange. How do you know this? Confirmed by Krishna in Bhagavad Gita. Patram pushpam palam toyam yome bhakta prayachiti. Exchange. I will not keep quiet. You offer me, I'll accept. Exchange. So, there should be some common grounds. Right? So, in this case, the common grounds is spirituality. Through spirituality, you can exchange, not materially. That is why Srila Prabhupada has bought this, has coined this sentence or the word. What did he coin? Loving devotional service. Exchange. Loving devotional service is an exchange between the Supreme Soul and the individual soul, because the Lord is spiritual. We are also tiny fragmental of the Lord, and therefore there is a commonality on that ground. Those who are material cannot exchange with the Lord. See this logic. You cannot. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada advised us to do devotional service, which is on the spiritual platform. And therefore, you can exchange love with Krishna. On the mundane level, you cannot do that, because one may not be satisfied. You may like pizza. Today I'll give you. Tomorrow you'll say, I want two. Day after tomorrow, three. I cannot afford. Then you are angry with me. Simple. But this does not happen with the Lord. Because in prema, in love, it is growing more and more. It is not material transaction. It is spiritual union. Therefore, the prema grows, love grows. And then what happens? As you exchange your love with the Lord, in terms of devotion service, you understand that qualitatively you are one with the Lord. You know that you are a spirit soul. You need not have to do any magic exercise. No yoga. Bhakti yoga as we are doing. See? As you exchange, you automatically know that you are a component of the Lord, who is spiritual in nature, and that you exchange, and your exchange increases, and that turns into prema. Stages continue. Bhava, prema, like that. So this is a point which Srila Prabhupada is mentioning about it. Qualitative oneness for exchange of love. In material, quantitative nature, one cannot. It's not possible. Only in quality you can love. So, there is Krishna and Maya. A small exercise. Krishna is there, Maya is there. Are they same or different? So, what is there? Are they same or different? What is the answer after learning our philosophy? What is the answer? They are same but different. But Mayavadi cannot understand. Krishna is different, Maya is different. Finish. The topic over, end of the show. Yes. Yeah, but there is no difference. You know, they say everything is same. They don't have that. The difference component is left out there. But in this case, we are saying same but different. That is what is our philosophy. What is same and what is different between Krishna and Maya? Our philosophy, we have to understand in the right way. With Krishna and Maya, what is same, what is different?
Maya is the Shakti and Krishna is
the source. Srila Prabhupada talks at the last sentence. In terms of connection, spiritual energy, see, Krishna is a, in terms of same, oneness, Krishna and Maya both are spiritual in nature, correct? It is coming from Krishna. See, Maya is the energy of Krishna, okay? And therefore, Maya is also spiritual, it's not material. Mama Maya, Durataya, Devahesi Gunamaya. It's a, my divine energy. Because it's coming from Krishna, it's divine. Okay? Maya. So in that way, both are spiritual. Why they are different? Because Krishna is a controller. Maya is... Krishna is a controller. Maya is being controlled. So in that way, it's different. See, if we apply our logic, it can be explained. There's no contradiction. But if you don't know our logic, Krishna, Maya, all this will come and then we will confuse others. And it will be like a coronavirus. Everywhere problems. Okay, we are going to discuss coronavirus very shortly. Because it's very, very educative. Because that is also a Shakti of Krishna. Yes or no? Coronavirus. Is it a material or spiritual? It is material. But it has got a living... It is a virus. It's a living component. It is spiritual in nature from Krishna. It is not a material thing. Virus is also living, right? In what way you say it's material? You cannot eliminate the virus in this planet. It's a living entity. Unless the virus becomes a human and takes devotion service, the virus keep on rotating. We are going to talk that. We are going to talk about it soon. It's not easy, you know, with Krishna's system. Okay. Just bear with this. So, according to Mayavadi, they don't understand the concept. You know? That's the problem. Say, for example, I have a pen. I create a pen. The pen, does the pen control me? I create a speck. Does the speck control me? Unless it's a virus, that's a little different. But the pen, no, I create a pen. So in the same way, Krishna creates something. How can Maya control Krishna? According to them, Brahman in the mode of goodness is Krishna. Correct? What an offense. What an offense. Brahman is the mode of goodness. Yes, Krishna. No. Krishna is created, it's a controller. Prabhupada's last statement, Krishna is a controller. Maya is being controlled. Because Krishna, I make the specs and it controls. I am taking it, I am the owner, I can control this. In the same way, Krishna can control Maya. But they don't have a concept of this. Because again, because lack of achintya, abheda, abheda tattva. Lack of that understanding. So, now we have seen the oneness. Okay? Let us also make some little bit confusion here. Let us see how you guys understand this. Now, in this verse, Krishna is talking about oneness. The same Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In Bhagavad Gita 2.12, what did the Lord say? Prabhu, 2.12. The Lord is saying Never was there a time when I did not exist, nor you, nor all these kings, nor in the future shall any one of us cease to be. So, here, Krishna is talking about individuality. I was there, I will be there in the future. You are there, you also be there in the future, but not with the same body. Maybe virus body. Maybe some other body. But you will exist. So the Lord is talking about individuality. Now, today if I say that I have got $1 million, tomorrow I say I am a bankrupt, within one day, people will think, what is wrong with this guy? He's gone. Because every day he's talking something. But Krishna is saying, a super soul is coming and saying oneness. In Bhagavad Gita, he is saying individuality. How do we understand this? This is both spoken by the Lord. Materially, one will try to, you know, undermine the person. But spiritually, we are glorifying Krishna, isn't it? Do you condemn? No, not even. We should not even think anything of that nature. But why is that Lord is contradictory saying this? Oneness, but individual. Again, the answer I've given it before. It can be explained in terms of Achintya, Veda, Abheda, Tattva. So, the emphasis in Bhagavad Gita is individuality. The emphasis in Srimad Bhagavatam is oneness. So that's what we said. Simultaneous oneness but difference. We are all individual, but in terms of individuality, we have got a oneness that is in quality for exchange with the Lord. Those who do not want to exchange with the Lord, material energy, take care. This is not Lord's portfolio. Material energy will completely take care. Those who want to exchange with the Lord, come this side. Come to accept a bona fide spiritual master. Follow the four regulative principles. You can come onto this side. You don't want, go to the other side. Simple logic, Krishna. Is it very complicated? You are in a university, Prabhu. If you want to study, come to the university. Wear proper dress. Don't touch each other. Study. Get scores. You will pass out. Oh, I will come, I will not study. Out. Give the, in India we say TC. Do you still have that? Termination certificate. Do you have it or no? You have that? I don't know. Here everything is ulta, you know. When I say TC, they'll say CT. Because India, all completely, you know, in terms of processes. So you got TC. This is what TC, Krishna has given. He will give TC to material energy. They will take care. Material energy is ready. Please give me more clients. So it is very, it's very, very, more clients for material energy. But Krishna wants to reclaim all the soul. And therefore, Srila Prabhupada, and a representative of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, has come to reclaim all the souls. What a process this is. If we understand our process, such a wonderful process. Nowhere you will get this process. You know, as you know the process, you appreciate Srila Prabhupada more and more. What a process is given. We are unable to, you know, thank him. Such a beautiful process. You know, if as you have more knowledge, you know, you will understand this more and more, Srila Prabhupada. So, now we understand this logic, Prabhu. So, I was just trying to bring in this our philosophy, Achinta Beda Beda Tattva, understanding simultaneous oneness but difference. Now, with this logic, we can explain any contradictions in Vedas. We can talk clearly also. We can tell others also about our philosophy. Through this philosophy, or logic given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Otherwise, very difficult. If you tell someone Krishna is walking, not walking, he is in the altar but is not in the altar, they'll say, thank you very much. Good luck to your philosophy or your movement, and they'll walk away. They'll not understand. Okay, so finally, the soul's exchange is not validated if there is no love. There's a validation, invalidation, right? You know that. Validation, invalidation. Validation process means, in our pharmaceutical, we used to have validation. Just to make sure, say for example, we make a drug before. Now this drug, how do you know it has to be in a consistent? So three times we make the drug, and three times we test and make sure that all the three times the results are in compliance with the original standard. Three times, if it is consistent, then the drug is standardized, validated. So here, how do you know the soul is validated? That I am the soul? By exchange process. So if we exchange with Krishna, and if you are feeling that, yes, I am getting some exchange, that means, yes, the process is validated. No one need to tell you. This is self-validation process. Everyone can do this process. And therefore, Krishna is not leaving anyone. Everyone can be part of this movement. Krishna conscious movement. Everyone can be part of this movement. No one is deferred. Like your university. No one is deferred. Everyone is part of Krishna. Everyone has got a right to come to Krishna consciousness and get this validation process. Exchange of love. Anyone. No one is eliminated because all are parts of Krishna. So, finally, winding up this one. Without Srila Prabhupada's meaningful purport, I would not have been able to talk. I'm telling you frankly, I was saying this qualitative one is what was going on and all that. Because of Prabhupada's purport, it gives you an horizon of thoughts. And therefore, you can talk something on this. Otherwise, it's not at all easy. So we have to appreciate Srila Prabhupada's Bhaktivedanta purports. So explanative and so on to the spot, and really it's a bhakti. It brings out the love, bhakti. The process of bhakti. Love is bhakti. When I said love, you know, as you know, it's bhakti. Where Krishna himself says in 18.55, what does he say? Bhakti amam abhijaneti. You can understand Krishna only through the process of bhakti, love, no other way. No other way. So, through Srila Prabhupada, I'm very appreciative of this. I was reading this because first time when I saw the purport, I said probably this verse only Gopa Vrindesh can take. It's more technical, you know. More technical. Then I thought, let me try and all that. And, you know, squeeze a little bit here and there and all that. Although, you know, I tried my best. It's a very heavy topic, actually. You know, talking about the qualitative nature. Although, you know, I've not come to that level, you know, understanding that I'm a spirit soul by nature. That just, you know, by performing devotion service, we are able to explain things because of Srila Prabhupada's purport. Okay. Now, to wind up, we go with a small story. It's a big story about a small virus. Now, this virus, please understand, we are going to talk spiritually, not materially, Prabhu. All the people talk about, but spiritually, seeing Krishna through the eye of Krishna consciousness. This coronavirus is a living entity. Although it may not have a subtle body, a gross body like us, yet it is very, very active. Okay? It's a living entity. Yeah? And it can destroy and it can do anything it wants. Completely full free will is given. So, I was going through some statistics. So to explain, now this virus, no, I'm not saying this particular virus, this virus group, whatever you call, it's been active every 100 years. In 1720, our world, this world, was affected by plague. About close to 100,000 people died. Then, 100 years later, in 1820, there was cholera. Prabhu knows all statistics. So I have to be careful. And again, 100,000 people died. 100 years, 100,000. Look at the ratio. Then, in 1920, there was... Exactly, good. It is known as Spanish flu. 100,000 gone. Look at the statistics. Okay. Now, 220... But they said close to, you know. See, normally 500,000, is it? Okay, 50,000. Maybe it's decreasing, I think. Prabhu? 500,000. So 500,000. Fifty million. Influenza. My goodness. Okay, 50 million to 100,000. But in 1720 and 1820, it's 100,000. Correct. So in 1920, 50 million. Okay, good. Now I am a bit scared now. It has changed my focus. Okay, now this 2020 corona, or Chinese corona, you can say, CC, is affecting almost about close to 20,000, 10 to 20 might have died. Now, in China, when they say some statistics, is maybe incorrect. They are not going to give exactly, you know, dot-wise. When they say 3,000, it could be 30,000, or it could be 10,000. So probably, you know, at least 20,000, 30,000 people would have died, totally. And Italy is the next target now. Italy, I think I heard that around 4 to 5,000 people, you know. Now, there are some rules and regulations we need to follow. It's not a small thing to be overlooked. Whether it is a material authority or a spiritual authority, they have got authority, something we have to follow. When the government says, you know, social distancing, just lock down, be in the house, it's got some value. They are interested. They are doing something for the people. And therefore we must abide by that, whether it's material or spiritual. Spiritual, of course, we have to do for the soul. Material, we have to do for the body. It's a very serious thing. I think in India today is some bandh, I think. So for 14 hours, 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., 14 hours, people are requested to stay inside the house. Because how this virus works is, the virus spreads exponentially. You know, its graph is like this. 2 will become 2 squared, 4. 4 will become, 4 squared is not 4 into 2. 4 times 4 times 4 times 4. So 16. Then 16 squared. The figure goes very quickly, multiplies. And the reason they are saying social distancing is because what has happened in Italy is very quickly, they did not realize this, very quickly it spread. And then when you go to the hospital, the choice is given. Who is more critical? You come first. You are less critical, you wait. Everyone is going to die. But the person who is going to die tomorrow will be treated today. Very scary thing. Because of shortage of beds and hospital facilities. So therefore, what they are saying is, the only way by which you can get rid of this virus is distance. Someone has sent me one video about the matchstick. Have you seen one of them? Yeah. That connection. No, we should not make the connection. The virus is very active. It likes you very much. But we don't like the virus. The virus is, come on, I want to make friends with you. I want to enter your system. Please. We'll say thank you very much. That should be our attitude. We should not make friends with virus. Okay? Now, coming to the spiritual side of it, the virus is a living entity. Probably it would have been rotating in the world, and every 100 years it's given a chance by Krishna to go and exploit the people. Right? Now, unless the virus gets a human form and practices Krishna consciousness, it will not go back. Again, it will come back in next 100,000 years. 100 years, correct? But the virus has to go back to Krishna. Otherwise, it's stuck in the planet. Listen, it's a living entity. So it's a big job the virus has to do. Because of the job, it is degraded and become a virus. Now again, it's killing and all that. So this virus is stuck to this planet. Maybe physically it may leave, but technically it's still there. It will not leave the planet. Correct, Prabhu? Because it's a living entity. Therefore, we have seen this trend, which is cyclic. 1720, 1820, 1920, 2020. Then, next one is 3. Maybe this is a byproduct of the children and grandchildren of this virus. Who knows, Prabhu? They've got a big, you know. See, when Srila Prabhupada says, this world is full of living entities, we close our eyes, we see only 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. 11 living entities. Do you know how many living entities are there? Which we cannot see? You go to the garden and see. How many are there? But, see, two things is becoming very clear now by all these practices. Because Srila Prabhupada says, the whole world is full of living entity. He says, go there, in the air there is living entity. You scratch on the ground, a worm will come. That's living entity. And we are there on the land, living entity. In the air it's there. On the land it is there. You know, on the inside the ground it is there. All living entities. But the Vedas, the scriptures say that human life is very rare. So what do they mean? What do they mean is, out of million living entities, human birth is very rare. How many humans are there on this planet, on this earth? Six. How many, Prabhu?
7 billion.
No. In this whole world, what is the population of human beings?
Yeah,
7 million people. You know how many billions of living entities are there? The other day I was pulling my, you know, this, you know, the bins, you know, to put it there for the council. And, you know, sometimes, you know, when we walk, see, when we go, we don't just go and see what's on the ground. But when we are cooking, our eyes will be focused on the ground because I'm dragging that bin. As I saw, what a chain of ants were there. Ants, approximately in that small, this one 10 centimeter size, the ant may be some 10,000. You will not believe, Prabhu. They are just walking like this. So, from the my house to the front side, I would say 10 million ants. It's a fact I've seen. I was trying to think, maybe, how many ants are going? And it's a big path they made it. So, in my house, in one area only, it is 10 million ants. How many in Victoria, how many in Sydney, how many ants? Compare that. So in comparison with the living entity, there is only 7 billion human life is there. We have got this human birth. So luckily we have got a human birth, one. And two, we have got this Krishna conscious movement. Otherwise, you know, we have to come back as ant or something, virus. Do anyone want to take a chance? Very scared. So that is why the human life is very rare. That means out of many living entities, our human life is only 7 million. In my house area, there may be my house and the adjacent house, there may be 7 million ants, Prabhu. So therefore we have to understand that scriptures are not to be taken lightly. Okay. I will stop here. So, is there any quick questions or comments? Anything? Yes, ma'am.
No, one who's born in a human form of life and does Krishna consciousness is saved from the greatest danger, which means he doesn't get lost. And my question is, in future lifetime, is it possible to get lost?
In future lifetime? That's why Krishna gives you a promise, Namataji. Sulpam abhyasya dharmasya dayatvam agato bhavat. One is, he says that when you do the devotion service, next birth you will not become, your life you won't be degraded. See, we have to understand, don't go Krishna conscious by the body. It is a consciousness. Krishna consciousness means, as your consciousness evolves higher and higher, you get better bodies. If your consciousness is very low, you get an animal body. If your consciousness is middle, you get a human body. If your consciousness is still better, you get a demigod body. But if your consciousness is very pure, you go to Krishna. So it's a consciousness, because the soul, in the material world, it's a mind now, because the soul is covered. So it is a mind as a media. As long as the mind is covered, then it has got an effect on the consciousness. Like, I can't see you. Mind is like covered consciousness. So, based on your consciousness, so Krishna promises that your Krishna conscious, your consciousness will never go down. We have seen a very famous example, Bharat Maharaj. Even though it's highly bhava consciousness, he was a deer and he was getting the bhava consciousness. Consciousness will not go down. But Srila Prabhupada explains further by saying that one who takes up Krishna conscious, we will not even get a low-graded body. That is, Srila Prabhupada mentions that. So therefore, we do not have to worry. So your point is, what in case if there is a future problem, if I may have to leave or something, you know? No, it's protected. Is that a question, Mataji? Is that? No, when you say future means this lifetime, then if this lifetime, if you practice, you're going back to Godhead. There is no next body for you. Then also assurance is there. Krishna protects you. Swalpam, little bit you do. He says Paramatma, no, here Paramatma is coming and giving support. So Paramatma knows it. Every birth he sees. See, Puranjana has become a woman. The Lord could have said bye-bye. He didn't do. When Puranjana became a woman, after the woman was lamenting, the Lord came, because he's saying, I'm an old friend of Puranjana, previous birth. So he doesn't leave you. We don't know, but every birth, you know, the Lord is accompanying. Why? Because we are tiny. We are tiny. The Lord is Vibhu, big. So he will guide us. So nothing to worry. Under the shelter of Srila Prabhupada. Okay. We'll stop here. Gantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Nithai Gaura Premanand.